Well, it was a remarkable experience, obviously, to see the games in full flow. I was up in London for 2 weeks solid, and yes, the come down, I'm shattered, I have to say, because I think all of the energy around in the games, the excitement, the thrills, the highs, the lows, and what basically Olympic Games is all about.
It was a good buzz, and back here in Kent, it wasn't so successful for any of our Olympians, whereas everyone's been talking about how Yorkshire were placed, I think, 15th in the medals table at all. Kent kind of right down the bottom. Why do you think that is?
You know, you've got 542 competitors from all different sports, and of course every sports person is at a completely different stage in their career. You know, we did have some medalists and we should be celebrating them as well. I think the tendency at the moment is, because we've been doing so well, we're all looking at golds being the only thing that's success. Well, really, first of all, getting into an Olympic team is a massive feat, especially when you're talking to someone like Adam Jamili, who's only 18 years old, started the sport, you know, January, and then he finds himself in an Olympic team, gets to a semi-final. That's a pretty good achievement. You know, the boys, hockey boys, Ashley Jackson, they only came, they came fourth, which is always, you know, worst place to come. They played as best they could, but you've got Tom Ransley, obviously, bronze rowing, and William Fox Pitt, horse rider. You know, they've got medals, and that's a massive, it's a huge achievement in sport to actually be Olympian and get a medal. Just because they're not gold Olympic champions, we should still celebrate them.
Women had massive success at the Olympics. It was one of the talking points for Team GB, is how successful our girls were. How proud does that make you, and what do you put the success down to?
Yeah, there's a lot of girl power going on there, I have to say. I think women have never really been given the credibility in sport that they should have. You know, we know that there's always been talk about media coverage on women's sport, and I think it's just critical that we reap the awards, because for females in particular, they really have a direct impact on role models for young girls, teenage girls, you know, to show that you can be someone, to not worry about your body image problems, all the health problems that girls come from, and who predominantly look at their role models being people in a magazine that have been airbrushed and whatever. You know, at the end of the day, you're trying to get those girls to have more self-esteem, and I think this has now given that sense of, God, look what you can do. And you know, a lot of the girls they look lovely, you know, they're pretty, they're fit, and they're healthy. So for me, why were they good? They've always been good, they just never got the recognition for it, and actually now they've kind of got more funding support because they're part of a structured environment. They've got more opportunities, and now the results have come through.